My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling, delightful, and otherwise just wonderful star of the Capitol Staffed Washington's for Musical Satirist. Elena, I can just wrap it all up in one word. Why do I need a whole litany of adjectives?
I'm getting you a thesaurus for your next birthday.
Yeah, apparently I need one. Now, I should point out that she is the star of the Capitol Staffed Washington's premier musical satirist, and they can be seen every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can learn about them online at capstaffs.com. And Elena is a little bit glum today because Donald Trump did not endorse her for president of the United States. But
I'm also glum because I might be in part of the segments of the population that Mitt Romney doesn't care about, but I'm not sure. I've lost track of how many segments, and I guess he's never strapped me to the roof and driven me 12 hours across the country, so that's good.
Yeah, so the very rich, the very poor, and pet lovers, not on Mitt Romney's Christmas card list, apparently. But, you know, Nevada, the big vote this weekend, Elena, and, you know, Newt Gingrich has only won once. And it turns out that the only time he won is when he basically got accused by an ex-wife of wanting an open marriage. So I'm not sure if that's, like, the winning issue for him, but it's kind of interesting that that's the one time and his reaction to that it actually paid off for him.
Yeah, I guess he got all the open marriage supporters out there or something. I don't know. Well, and the Donald Trump endorsement, I mean, if Mitt Romney's trying not to look elitist, is this really what he wants? I don't know. So.
Well, he may not have the pet lover vote or the very rich or the very poor, but he's got the bad hair vote. And let me tell you, that's not a small demographic.
That's right. That's true. Some days I'm in that demographic.
But today your focus is on Newt. What do we have today?
We have a classical piece, an opera today.
Whoa.
Very, very classy that the Capitol Steps rarely do. Now, I have to tell you a little bit about this song. When we do the show at the Capitol Steps, we only have two women in the show. And Newt has three, you know, wives or ex-wives. So we have this debate every week as to who's the prettiest guy and who can play the third wife. So you will hear one sort of suspiciously low voice of this song, but that is because we've had to resort to cross-dressing in order to portray all of Newt's wives.
So Callista's permanently portrayed by a man? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah, and but the prettiest man in the group.
Well, I guess that's some consolation. Here's the Capitol Steps with three little wives of Newt.
And now for the cultural portion of tonight's program. The Capitol Steps present a new opera by Gilbert and Sullivan entitled The Merry Wives of Gingrich.
Three little wives of Newt are we.
I'm number one.
I'm two.
I'm three.
Newt is a cheat and we're his cheat.
He's three little wives of Newt.
I taught him high school geometry.
We started dating in 93.
While in an open marriage with me.
What is a girl to do?
Three little wives, one thing in common. Married to a philandering Brahmin. We didn't even see it coming.
Three little wives of Newt. Three little wives of Newt.
Surgery.
Then he met you and he left me.
He'll be with me through eternity.
We should have neutered Newt.
From three little wives, take two away.
One little wife remains, but hey,
she could be gone by election day.
We little wives aren't fools. We only want his jewels.
Three little wives who all unwary chose an adulterous hound to marry.
Now a divorce is necessary.
What? A divorce?
Oh yeah, I found a real sugar mama this time.
I found someone who will pay. It's sweet little
Fanny Mae.
Ah, Elena, you found the fourth. Her name is Fanny Mae. Elena Newport as wife number two there, by the way.
Yes, as the open marriage wife, didn't know less.
And you know, you're kind of the bigwig around there. That means you kind of wanted that role.
That's right. That's true. I could have handed that off to someone else, but I chose not to.
Because you wanted the challenging role. That's the sign of a good performer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, you know, after the Florida primary earlier this week, Elena, there's been a lot of talk of whether, you know, Romney's inevitable. I'm sure you are trying to downplay that because you want this Republican fight to go on as long as possible.
Oh, I know. I know. We're actually secretly, you know, like buying super PAC ads for Newt And Santorum and Ron Paul. I mean, the more the merrier for us, really.
Absolutely. Like the more comments, the more crazy comments, and then the more fodder for comedy. And, you know, then just get you ready, put you in prime shape for the general election season, I guess.
And next, the moon. We'll colonize the moon.
There you go. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.